Log Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down!
All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion.
What's
promotion.
Going on? God-fearing, God-toting patriots. I love the Second Amendment. God gave it to me. Not one politician, not one government legislation can take it from me.
Toting Bible reading, God believing truth, speaking American, it's MAGA season, Democrats committing treason, I know they think it's sweet, but you don't know who you dealing with, it's for free thinkers only, you ain't got no membership, they free, General Flynn, out the cage, cause he innocent, Spartan Roger Stone, cause the run know that he innocent, we need to kick out every single illegal immigrant, mandatory voter ID laws we need to implement, tell Jesse Smollett that I know this MAGA country. Tell China we know they trying to play us like some dummies. I looked deep into it and I did the math. Why did Obama send money to that Wuhan lab? What is George Soros doing with all of his cash? Why did China take that Harvard guy and drop him a bag? Why is there so much propaganda, funny you ask? How about that Bill Gates vaccine? Nah, sorry I'll pass, cause I'm a gun-toting patriot. God being patriot. Price and why they mad? Cause I'm really Navy faking it. Free speech advocate, it's on my mind, I'm saying it. I'm about to buy another gun, it ain't nobody taking it. Gun-toting patriot. God being patriot. Price and why they mad? Cause I'm really Navy faking it. Free speech advocate, it's on my mind, I'm saying it. I'm about to buy another gun, it ain't nobody taking it. I'm
all red MAGA flags waving through the south like we just want four more years. Democrats can't get right. Jumping with that Yeezy flow. Don't go broke on Sleepy Joe. Make America great again. Seeing that what you hate for. Military working overtime. I salute y'all. Antifa steady trying to play them games. Yeah, we see y'all. Can't knock us down. Republicans standing too tall. About to run it back to back. Yeah, that's how we ball. Trump, yeah. Okay, bury him a legend. Yeah, Trump, hey. Okay, America's biggest blessing. Free speech advocate. Packing, never lacking it. I just bought another gun and ain't nobody taking it. Gang. Okay, the White House going crazy now. MAGA season, tell them liberals they can't break us down. It's up. They know we run it, best believe it now. About to paint the city red, please don't burn it down.
You're traveling to another radio show, a broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
And start a dream, flying to the future.
And yes, we are here with you, and you're listening to your host, Bing Fisher, and we're listening to American by Design with my lovely wife, Tina. Miss Tina, can you say hi?
Hello.
Got to get up to the next of the mic there, baby. Say hello.
Hello.
All right, hello. And what we're going to do is talk tonight about some of the things going on in the world. I've been canceled off a couple different accounts that I've had. I know that President Trump has been canceled off, I don't know, five different accounts. How many accounts?
I don't know. Like more closer to 10, I think.
Yeah, Parler and Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram.
There's a couple other ones that he was canceled off. The number here to reach us is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. I'm going to turn some of this compression off. There we go. That sounds a lot better. And we're broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio, which is going through Conservative Nation Media. Turn up a little bit of compression so it just sounds a little bit cooler. Now, you can also catch me on some different areas. I've been moving around quite a bit because it seems like I've been stifled. All right? I've been stifled. And thank you. I wanted to first thank all the people that have provided the music. Brian Futch, you can find him on brianfutch.com, and Bryson Gray for the Gun-Toting Patriot rap song, which you can find him over there on YouTube. You can also follow us on Bing Fisher on Telegram, American by Design on Telegram. And this is something new. It's actually not new to me. I've started this a long time ago. I just never dealt with Telegram that much. But I extremely urge you to get on Telegram. Download it. Get on there. Invite your friends. We cannot deal with Facebook anymore. We cannot deal with YouTube. We cannot, well, unless you want to. Cannot deal with Twitter. Parler is going to be back up and running. I don't know who saved their souls, but Parler will be back and running. MeWe can get over there. You can reach me a lot of different places. I've got background shadow accounts going on Twitter and Facebook. So I got some kind of avenue to share. Now, we are funded by ourselves. We do this by ourselves. It's first time that my wife has actually joined me in the studio to see what I do. First time. She just lets me do what I want to do. In the meantime, support Brian Futch, support Bryson Gray. I don't need any support. I can deal with this myself. But if you would like to, you can hit me up over at my website, which is bitemeinthebasement.com. And you can go on PayPal and make a donation. If you feel safer mailing it to me, fine. Hook me up. Go ahead and just text me and say, look, I'd just rather mail you a check or something. That's fine. We are self-supporting. We don't rely on big tech. We don't rely on big government to fund us. We rely on y'all. Like I said, the number here is 646-478-5284 if you wish to call in. Now, I know that today's been just a strange day. We've got the president seems to be flying all over the place. It seems like he might have, I don't know, did you hear anything different, Tina?
No, that just what you've heard, that he signed the insurrection. This is why I don't need to be on the show, because I can't pronounce the words correctly.
Insurrection Act.
Yeah. But I've heard it was signed today, and then I've heard it was signed last night.
I heard it was signed last night. And what that means is that this was 2018 order that President Trump put out that basically said, you know, look, we want to keep our election. This was after the Democrats were yelling and screaming about the 2016 election and that how it was so corrupt and, you know, the Russia, you had the Russia thing come into play. And they kept bringing that up. And so Trump signed this declaration. And topped it off, really. It was an old declaration, but he topped it off. And it basically says that any country insurrection in our country to thwart our elections, that he has the power to declare martial law, to arrest people, and so on, because the election was faulty. And this is what we've been dealing with for years now. Look, we've been dealing with this for 4 or 5 years now, even before Trump got elected, when he walked down the escalator. Before that, he was hounded by the media. He was hounded by everybody else, especially those in the media. The big giants have overthrown this country as we stand it. They are in control, and they've banned me. They've banned others that I know. They've taken us off air because they are afraid of us. They are afraid of what we can do and what we have done. And that's why it's crucial right now that we pray for the president. It's crucial right now that we understand what's going on. There's going to be blackouts. There's going to be rolling blackouts. There's going to be social media is going to be overturned, dissuaged, and we need all hands on deck. The last I know, and I see Robert posting Trump is in Texas underground now. I don't know if he's in Texas. There might have been a shadow plane that left Texas. I've seen him go to Texas, but it looked to me like either it was a shadow plane or there was another plane that went out and went to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And then that plane or another plane similar to it left and went overseas. So we don't exactly know where Trump is, but as long as he's safe, that's fine. He's with military. He's with people he loves. He's with people that love him. And whatever comes in the next day or two, it's going to happen pretty quick. They stole the laptop. Now, that was a white ops, white operation. It wasn't black ops. It was white ops. We had somebody in there with Antifa that stormed the Capitol. This is where it all boils down to. This is why Nancy Pelosi's got her panties in the wad, because her laptop was stolen. And servers, I heard a couple servers, were stolen too by the military, by our military. Not the Chi-Coms, not the Russians, but our military. We got the laptop. I mean, she's freaking out. And I watched Pete Santilli today on his show. And he pulled up a list of all the names that are on there. Donald Trump, all the, you know, the sitting senators, everybody that she is keeping tabs on. She is running scared. She's so afraid that she will be arrested. And if she does get arrested and tried, it's going to be for high crimes. Do you ever wonder where Sidney Powell is right now? Think about it. She's one that can try these people in a military tribunal. She's got the creds. She can try them. And that's why I'm kind of wondering why you don't hear anything. It's like a blackout. Everything is disrupted. Do you wonder what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you wonder what's going to happen next, Tina, Miss Tina?
Well, I don't know, Wayne. This week's, you know, for everybody, ever since election, it's been hard. You know, there for the first few days after the election, I almost felt like somebody died. I don't know how to explain it, you know? And then there's times that I've been hopeful that, yeah, there's something's going to happen. There's times I've been fearful. And there's been times when I wanted to jerk out my fake teeth and go to fight.
Yeah, I know you can do that, girl.
I mean, it's just been like a lot of different feelings. And then it's like you hear so much. You know, this and that, what's real. So I just start with, what do I know?
What do you know first?
What do I know first? Well, I know first that the election was a fraud.
Right.
Right? We know that. We know that the news media has done everything to try to brainwash us. Right?
Right.
They all get their talking points.
Do I need to do the diamond and silk thing and say, oh, yeah, go, girl. You know, go, girl.
Well, it would probably be nice if you did.
Go. Yeah, you're right.
We know that, you know, I don't even know what really happened all up there at the Capitol, and I've got mixed feelings about that. You know, I think after all summer long of peaceful rallies and things that, you know, Trumpers and that people have been to, there might have been some skirmishes that I don't know about, but as far as I know, has there been anything like what happened at the Capitol?
Well, there's been nothing that like this that has happened in Portland, Seattle. There's nothing like they just dismiss this, you know. It's business as usual when it comes to disruption, when it comes to burning down buildings and so on. But when we don't even know the facts, they're just so eager. It was a day later when Nancy Pelosi said she was going to impeach him and gave him an ultimatum. And that's what's forcing Trump's hand right now, I think. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I'm just saying people didn't even have all the facts yet. And they were so sure that these were, you know, people that are Trump fans that did this. And, you know, here's another thing I don't understand. If I was a reporter, right?
Well, there are really not any reporters.
Well, you're probably right there. But I'm just saying, let's say I was a real reporter. You know, there's so much about what's going on. How come there's nobody out there trying to get a scoop?
Well, you would think that would be like just a major scoop. I mean, if somebody could, I don't know, I don't want them to disclose where the president is, but I mean, if they could come up with a scoop as far as what happened, what actually happened, because somebody, the cops at the Capitol building let everything go haywire. A couple of them resigned, you know, chiefs and so on. But something happened. They let people in. And I think part of this was CIA. That's what I think. I think part of this also was our military. I think our military are the ones, because we can't trust the FBI, we can't trust the CIA with anything anymore. But I think our military got Pelosi's server and her laptop. And I think that's where they're disseminating it right now. And I don't know, maybe that's why Sidney Powell's in exile. Maybe she's over there looking at it, you know, looking at what charges. I've heard that charges could be arraigned as soon as Monday. I don't know what you're listening to or what you're hearing, but I mean, that's what I've heard.
Well, you asked me, you know, what do we know? Well, I do know that, you know, like we've discussed, you know, the president's been banned, thrown off all kinds of social media. There's some crazy stuff, in my opinion, going on with our phones, you know?
Yeah, my phone's been acting weird. I also know that when I search, and I don't use Google, and look, I implore all of you, get off Facebook, get off Twitter if you can, get off these social media networks because they are detrimental to your health. And conservative friends, do not let conservative friends drive Facebook or Twitter. Get on Parler. I know right now they're probably shut down. They're kind of spotty. But get on other alternative media. You can go to my website, which is not going to shut down. I can guarantee that. That's bitemeinthebasement.com. You can go on over there. You can, you know, join groups. You can post what you want. Anybody that signs up, I will make a subscriber so you can do what you want to do. You can post articles. You can do things. But in the meantime, we have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend our rights as a people. And what right did they take away as soon as they saw that Joe Biden had maybe a lead in, had some kind of in to the door? They took away the First Amendment. This is Nazi Germany, people. It's Nazi Germany. This is Joseph Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels took over propaganda. He was a propaganda ministry or minister, and he took over. Anything ill said about the state. I watched a movie, I hope you all do, 1984, George Orwell's, and I watched it again. And there's so many things in that movie that mimic what's happening today. And I know you read the book. I read the book myself, Tina, Miss Tina. And what do you think? I mean, see, first they come for your freedom of speech. Then they come for your guns. The next thing, they'll come for the Fourth or Third Amendment. They'll come for the Fourth because our founders, in their infinite wisdom, arranged these amendments to protect the ones preceding. So the First Amendment is protected by the Second. Do you see how that works? They had an infinite wisdom that I never would have even thought of. Otherwise, they would have put the Second Amendment way down at the bottom of the list. Or the First Amendment way down at the bottom of the list. Because there's an importance. There's a feature of importance there. And these people, these elitists that want to lead us into slavery, because they want to control. They want power. They want control. And it's all about them. They can tell you to wear a mask. Yet they go out to some highfalutin restaurant and order, you know, $5,000 dishes, that kind of thing. That's who we're up against, elitists. And I started thinking about this the other day. After Trump basically said that he was going to have a peaceful transition, which doesn't really mean nothing if you're not going anywhere, you know? But when he said that, the liberals just totally freaked out. They were already freaked out about this Capitol thing. I swear Nancy Pelosi probably peed her pants down in the bunker. What happened, these people got a taste of what it takes, or what the American people really are being able, or they're able to do, and that's wrestle the power away from the government. Remember that woman whose parents got killed at Luby's back in what, the 90s, late 90s? And she said in front of Congress, she said, if I would have had my gun that was in my car, my parents might not have been dead. And she pointed to all the congressmen in, I think it was the joint chamber. And she said, the Second Amendment is not about me protecting myself from criminals. It's about me protecting myself from you. And she pointed to them. That was poignant. And it's relevant. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean me protecting myself from a criminal breaking into my house. It means protecting myself from the government that is trying to destroy me and businesses and our Constitution, our framework, our Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, just pick whatever one you want. That's what it's about. She was succinct. She was right. And if she had her gun, she might have been able to save her parents. We don't know. But if she had her gun with her at that Luby's restaurant, she might have been able to save her soul, because now she torments because her parents are dead. We'll be back in a few.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate it.
And thank you, Liz Wheeler, for giving us a little bit of an update on history. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media. And the number here, just let me get it out so I make sure I get it right, is 646-478-5284. Now, I wanted to play something else for my wife, who's sitting here, Miss Tina, and I want her to comment on this. So this is an oldie but a goodie, but being that she's from the South, and I want her to comment on this, and this is the old Hillary BS.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Go ahead, baby. What do you think?
Well, please don't ever play that game.
Okay.
That was like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was.
I bet her eyebrows look like one of those squeeze dolls, you know, that you squeeze and the eyeballs pop out.
Yeah, yeah. And here's another one, but, you know, another goodie.
You try. You do it. Because you're not. Because you're not. So until you do it, I'm the boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss. AOC, I'm the boss.
Was that POS?
Well, she might have PMS, but yeah, she's got something going on. But you're listening to American by Design again on Conservative Nation Media. You can catch me on Parler, Bing Fisher, when they get back going. Hopefully I'm not kicked off. On MeWe, Bing Fisher. You can also check me out on Telegram, Bing Fisher, and American by Design on Telegram. It's a group that I formed. And also over on BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Now, we do have a caller. I'm going to bring him in, and we'll see how this goes. Welcome, caller 111. You there? Or are you just lurking? We get lurkers once in a while, so we'll just go ahead and mute him, and then if he wants to be on, he can leave me a chat message or something like that. Anyways, we don't know where the president is exactly. We don't know exactly who or if he did sign the executive order. We don't know at this point in time.
We don't even know if that's the truth or...
Yeah,
we don't know.
There's a lot of psyops going on back and forth and back and forth. And it comes not just from this country. It comes from the Democrats that are doing their own thing over there. And you also got Russian assets. You got Chinese assets. Chinese assets especially because they control Joe Biden. It's Beijing Biden. I mean, he's like a little sock puppet, and he's made so much money. And how do these people do this? How do they get into power and then let their kids run the show for for the rest of them and make money. Make money off an office. We need term limits, people. We need term limits bad. I know term limits are supposed to be voting, but when you got corrupt politicians like the Secretary of State, like the Secretary of Elections, like the governor in Pennsylvania and Georgia that rule, when you've got the Supreme Court that's so afraid of hearing any kind of arguments against this election because they're afraid for their own safety, then we got problems. Big problems, because there will never be another election in this country until we figure this out, until we get it straight. It won't be fair. It won't be just. It won't be righteous. Why are these people so afraid of even looking at the evidence, understanding it, trying to figure it out?
Well, you know why.
Well, why is that?
Because I have something to hide.
What do they got to hide?
Well, I guess all their dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds. I don't know. It's dirty something, and it's politics. And the swamp, like I said, I was thinking about this the other day. What better way for Trump to go out than to drain the swamp as he's leaving? Do you understand what I'm saying, Tina?
Well, yeah, I never left a job that I didn't try to do, you know, a good cleanup, leave things better.
You try to clean up, you try to make, right. And he brought out the corruptness of the swamp, the corruptness of D.C. He brought it out. And now everybody can see it. They can see Mitch McConnell the day after the election. Nothing was finalized yet. And Mitch McConnell saying, oh, we're going to work with Joe Biden. You know, the day after. Might have been even quicker. And then you've got all the talking heads after the Capitol building that want to blame everything on Trump. And now you've got divisive liberals, divisive Democrats that want to control you. They want to control you. And so they shut you off. They take away your First Amendment right. And the next is going to be your Second Amendment right. When the ATF knocks on your door, you ain't got to answer them unless they got a search warrant. Don't even open the door. Because that's next. They shut down Parler. Basically banned President Trump from Facebook, Twitter. Hell, I don't know if they're looking for me. They probably are. I'm small fry.
Well, what's worse than that is the stinking Republicans. When there's a fight to go on, where do they go?
Over to Mitt Romney's house, have a party.
I mean, I'm telling you, if somebody was after me, they sure ain't the people that I'd be calling to back me up in a fight. Are they you?
No, I'd want somebody on my six, definitely. I wouldn't want, you know, a ne'er-do-well trying to back me up. I'd want somebody that I could trust. And that's why I'm saying we have to put our trust in other media. We cannot afford a mistake. We can't afford 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We just can't afford it. I don't think Joe is going to last 4 years, but in 2 years, we, you know, do have elections coming up. And, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, it's cyclical, but I don't understand what's going on right now with the president and what he's trying to do. I mean, I do understand, but I'm trying to figure out, okay, where's he going? What's he doing? I know he's got to be with trusted hands and trusted people, either in the White House, but you don't hear anybody, do you? Have you heard anybody?
No, but we've got to trust in God.
That's true.
Above and beyond, and you know,
we have to trust in God. And right now I say pray for the president. Pray for the union. It's not a democracy. It's a union. It's a republic. And we need to treat it as such, because otherwise we will lose it. And we will not have it again. Ever again. So what are you hearing? Are you hearing anything?
No. You need you another caller.
Well, yeah, we need some more callers. But the number here is 646-478-5284. That's the call-in number.
And, you know, here's another thing that I keep thinking about. And it's no respect, no disrespect towards the Capitol Police, if that's who was there that day protecting. I don't want to disrespect law enforcement. But, you know, I just always break down the things that's common sense. And this is what I was mentioning it to you. I've had a lot of jobs in retail and fast food and all kinds of jobs have I done. And, you know, on the night of the big football game, if you was a good manager, guess what? You had extra people working that night, right?
Yep, definitely.
I mean, that's just common sense to handle the crowd, to get the food out faster, you know? And I'm going to tell you, if that's the kind of security that our taxpayer money's going to, I want a refund.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that maybe some of that was set up. In other words, you could see there were cops there. There were police there. There was, you know, Capitol Police there and that kind of thing. But they just backed off. They backed away. So something else was going on. They were either told to stand down or,
you know,
I don't know.
We heard reports that right before there were cops that were told to go home.
Yeah, they were told to go home.
Now, I don't, you know, anymore, I don't know what's true and I don't know what's untrue.
Well, it's a big psychological ops game going on right now, and we don't know exactly what's going
on.
It's going to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's going on both sides. And, like I said, not just both sides of the political spectrum here in the United States. Is going on both sides on international efforts. It's going on. I mean, you've got, you know, North Korea, you've got China, you've got Russia, you've got all these other people involved in this. And they all have their hands in the demise of America, including the Democrats.
Especially
the Democrats,
the
because
Republicans
they...
Republicans are just cowardly turncoats.
Yeah, I'm just totally... I mean, when you've got a guy like Mike Lindell from MyPillow, and he's flying around going, you know, here and there, and he's giving pep talks, and he's got more balls than the Republicans do, that says something. It says something. And it says to me that he's a man that should be respected and supported instead of the people that we've got running our government.
But you know, Bang, we're a lot to blame for that. We send them people up there, right?
Uh-huh.
They got cushy luncheons that they go to. They got fancy dinners.
That's right.
Well, no, don't now. Come on now. I mean, they probably like going in limos, don't they? And how many months of the year, well, I mean, I know they don't work a whole lot, But how much time do they spend in their hometowns, in their own communities? I'm not talking about the places where they live where you've got to have a code to get in. You know?
It's the gated communities.
Yeah. But, you know, we've let them live like fat cats. We've fed the cats, right? You know what my daddy told me? I was feeding my cat twice today. And daddy said, you're feeding that cat too much cat food. He won't go out and catch none of the mice if you keep feeding him.
That's true. And that's how the politicians are. When you keep feeding them, they don't care about you. They never have, really. They never have.
Maybe they did in the beginning.
Well, when they're first running, they all care for you because they want your frickin' vote. But once they get it, they don't care. Kelly Loeffler, I'm glad
what
she lost.
What a joke.
I'm glad she lost. Are you with me on that? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm glad she lost because she wasn't up to the fortitude of the task. Purdue, pretty much the same thing. He was trying, but you got Stacey Abrams down there in Georgia, and she's just stealing votes left and right, stealing votes left and right. It's hard to overcome that.
And Marsha Blackburn.
Marsha Blackburn here in Tennessee. Traitor. Traitor. You are a traitor. You said one thing when I emailed you, and when my wife did, and when we called you, you said you were going to object, and you turned coat. You turned coat.
You know, I'm disgusted with you Tennesseans. I thought you was better than that.
Well, they used to call us volunteer state, but I guess you volunteered to stick your head in the sand and just say, well, I give up.
Well, Bane, that just makes, you know, I don't really buy into conspiracy theories. I mean, although sometimes I do like going down the rabbit hole. But, you know, something happened. Now, I've heard that they said that some of them changed their minds because they were scared.
Then get out of office. They do not need to be in office. Do you think I like to be here doing a talk show and, you know, getting death threats here and there and getting people calling me up on the radio and threatening me here and there? No, but I do it because I am doing it for the country. If you're a public politician and you're afraid, you don't need to be a politician. You don't need to be a Supreme Court justice. You don't need to be involved in politics, period, because that's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. And they obviously, if they're scared, don't need to be in politics, do they?
No.
They don't need to be in politics. They need to be somewhere else, like dog catcher or something. It's
well,
just,
that takes some courage too, honey.
Well, dog catcher might, but it's just sickening. It just—I don't know. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's the same rehashed individuals. We need to primary these people. We need to get them out of office, and we need to pray for our republic. And what a good prayer.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
We'll be right back.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Welcome back to American by Design. You can reach us here if you'd like to opine, 646-478-5284. Give me a call. My wife is rolling her eyes at me after that last little break because I guess, I don't know, she don't like SpongeBob maybe. I don't know, Squidward. But,
no, it's because here in the South or where I live, where I'm from in Tennessee, it's Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Yeah, we don't use no mayonnaise.
Well, we did get...
And you just call it salad dressing.
Salad dressing.
Yeah.
Well, we did get that new mayonnaise.
Well, you can eat that. I got two or three jars of Miracle Whip.
Well, we're going to make something with that. I know. But, yeah, you're listening to American by Design. And just reaching out, just... to see how people are doing out there. I really want all of you to kind of watch your back, look over your shoulder, watch out for each other. We're in a strange time right now. And the time is, it's getting to be a little strange because we don't know where the president is. We hope that he's safe. I'm pretty sure he is. But after looking at some of the airline traffic and so on, that kind of thing, and I'm sure you've seen it on YouTube and so on, it looked like he went to Texas. Now, he might have stayed there. Another plane took off and went to Fort Worth. I don't know where he's at right now. I wish that he would release something. But it doesn't look like we're going to get that right now. And I really want to know, what do you think of Miss Tina on her first broadcast? She's never been in the studio before, but what do you think about her first broadcast?
I think they're probably thinking, they're hoping it's my last broadcast.
I think she did good. I mean, you know, it's we're dealing with limited knowledge. And we don't want to put forth things that that we don't know, that, you know, sources we can't trust, that kind of thing.
I've made it a long time with using limited knowledge.
But we also want to put out there what is going on. And the next few days are really going to define what this country is about, in my opinion. Are we going to be a bunch of losers? Are we going to be a banana republic? Are we going to end up like Honduras or El Salvador, Ecuador?
Not if I've got something to do with it. I mean, I know I'm 55, but I'm ready to fight however I need to be.
I told you, she was redneck, ready to fight. And that's where we're at right now. Like I said, you can find me, Bing Fisher, and all you got to do is look on the internet. You'll find me. Don't use Google. Get your friends off Facebook, please. Please. Even if they need a limited account, that's fine. Just get them off Facebook. Get them off Twitter. Get them off the social media. I've got an interesting conversation that I had that ticked my wife off, pissed her off, really, because I was dealing with Amazon about them dropping Parler from their web servers, which it looks like they pretty much have got that figured out. I'm sure somebody stepped up with some big pockets. They got Parler back online, or at least Monday they will be. But she was mad at me last night because I was bitching out.
That girl just worked there, honey.
She didn't even work there. She works in India somewhere. Mahatma Rice or something.
That's
I mean,
not
was,
very nice. You know, I read her a riot act, really.
And she goes, can I have your phone number? And I said, no, you already got it. 2 minutes late. Was it 2 minutes? Maybe a minute?
It might have been. I don't even think it was a minute.
I don't even think it was a minute. When she dumped me, all of a sudden I get a call from somebody else over there at Amazon. And she ended up hanging up on me.
I don't know. It was like something out of the movie The Ring.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I don't call you. You got a week to live.
Yeah, you got a week to live or something like that. But she ended up hanging up on me. And then today I got on with some other dude, Ramu or something like that, another Hindu. And I said, look, just give me your customer service representative phone number. And it took me, it was like fighting a dog trying to get that. He finally did, emailed it to me. And then he dumped me.
I'm just telling you, in the middle of the night, if there's helicopters circling up above and there's like those woven ropes that jump, you know, come down from the helicopters and guys in
like
black
like Mission
show
Impossible.
Up at my house, I'm definitely going to be pissed at you, Ben.
Well, I'll definitely have my guns out. But in the meantime, take care of each other. Look after each other. Pray to God that we stay together as a country, because the time is now. There's an old Latin phrase called hit, hic, et, nunc, which means here and now. And that's what we have to do. We have to fight here and now. Hic, et, nunc. I'm going to leave you out with Brian Futch. Go to brianfutch.com. Get his music. He's got a good song that's called Trainwreck. You got to listen to that. You got to. It's a good song. And it's pretty much pertinent for these times that we're living through. I want to wish Tina good night. And thank you so much for being on my show. She never comes on my show.
And I probably won't again. But
she don't even want to know what I do up here when I do a show, but
well, thank you for having me, and God bless you.
And thank you for being on. You gave us some insight in your own redneck way.
Keep
I love
the faith
you.
Out there.
Yeah, keep the faith. Keep fighting. Don't ever stop, because the country deserves more than just lip service. We'll be. Thank you.
over there shook their heads at such a crazy notion. But deep down in his heart, he knew he was right. He cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear. He fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Host Bing Fisher on Conservative Nation Media. Take care. God bless.